take these four holes in these them trees like that, those maples, and that water, get that water out, carried gallons and gallons of it. She made what's called homemade maple, maple sugar.
And did you ever make sorghum?
Oh yes, we had a cane patch.
Now what did you make with sorghum?
Well, my mother made lots of stuff. She'd take apples in the fall year, and she'd take molasses and make apple butter. And pumpkin and make pumpkin butter.
What's pumpkin butter?
Well, take pumpkins and slice them, peel them and slice them, and cook them just like cooking apples.
And then she'd just make it just like apple butter.
That's right. Stir it with it.
Did she make molasses? She make molasses.
Yeah.
Now how is that made?
Well, you ground that cane to big rollers. You stuck it between two of them big rollers, mash the juice out of it, and put in a boiler and cook it and skim it. Keep the skimmings off of it to go down to molasses.
Now, would you say, if you were talking about molasses, would you say the molasses is thick or the molasses are thick? Which sounds better to you?
Well, I'd say are.
And if something weren't artificial, it wasn't artificial kind of sweetening or something, you might say it's the real thing. You might say it's, but you might say it's also the gin.
Genuine?
Yeah, sure. And the kinds of things that, the two shakers you had on the table.
Pepper or salt shaker?
Yeah, and and some kinds of different things that your mother would put up in jars, kinds with made of fruit.
Canned?
Yeah. Now, when she canned things, would she call that, she'd make preserves, and she'd make things that she called jams, I suppose. Did she ever make something else similar to jam?
Jellies.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the center of a cherry?
Center of what?
A cherry.
The seed.
And the center of a peach.
Kernel.
And a peach that separates easily from its covering, from its the
open
one,
open yeah. Stone.
All right, and how about the one that doesn't?
Well, I don't know what the name of that would be.
You ever call that a cling or a plum peach or a?
Well, we had plum peaches here, but I don't remember the difference now. Just open stones.
All right. What about the center of an apple?
Core.
And the nuts that grow underground.
Peanuts.
Hey, you're pretty getting cold, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not a bit cold.
All right. You tell me now.
Yeah.
The nuts that, these nuts that you mentioned, you said peanuts?
Yeah.
Did you ever call those anything else?
Group of peas.
All right. And this is the kind of nut that...
Hazelnuts.
Yeah. These have great big green... coverings.
Well, them chestnut burrs?
Yeah. Or walnut?
Hickory nuts, that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about walnut.
Walnuts?
Yeah. Now, do walnuts have a burr?
No. They're slick.
Uh-huh.
Like a hickory nut. A chestnut has burrs now, and a chickapin has burrs.
Now, the walnut burr, is that the large, the walnut, what do you call that large green outer covering?